right, approval of the Convention Visitors Bureau 2009 budget. Is anybody here to speak on this? All right.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. I'm Bob Cottle. I'm the Secretary Treasurer of the Board of Directors of the Convention Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody. We have submitted to the Council our proposed budget for the remainder of fiscal year 2009 for the Convention Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody. We are certainly available to answer any questions you may have regarding the budget. Myself and Brad Sturgeon, who's the chairman of our Board of Directors, are here.
Super. Any questions? Yes, Robert.
I was just going to move we approve.
Okay. I'll second that. Discussion. Questions for Bob?
I'd like to offer an amendment to the budget that you presented. The budget that was presented was in the amount of $242,000. And talking with our director of finance, the actual number of dollars that have been set aside from the 2% portion of the hotel motel tax between December 1st and March 31st was $278,099. And I proposed amending the budget to reflect that all the line items stayed the same, with the exception of the carryover into 2010 be increased to $126,099, and the total budget be increased to $278,099, because all these funds should be turned over to the CVB of Dunwoody.
Okay. That was a amendment motion.
Second.
All right. We have a second discussion on that. Yes.
Discussion on that amendment.
Yes, I have a discussion on that amendment because of the carryover. Bob, I'd just like to go back up to personnel, 27.9, and then you got plus benefits and payroll. I think that throws your budget just a little out of whack there, because do you have benefits and payroll taxes somewhere else in your budget?
No, that's included in that number.
It is included in that number?
Yes.
Okay, I just saw that it says plus benefits and payroll taxes there.
Yeah, it includes, well, if you take out the department parentheses, it includes salaries plus benefits and payroll taxes. And it's to cover what we anticipate an executive director being hired sometime in the middle of October, and a deputy director around the 1st of December. And those... the salary plus benefits and payroll taxes are all included in that $27,900.
Okay, so basically, if we could say includes benefits and payroll taxes there instead of plus, would that be a little better?
Sure.
Is that understanding? Okay. Any other discussions on this? Councilman Ross's amendment?
No, I think that's 2% fees ago now. In fact, include that much.
Okay. All right, seeing if there's no other discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, so now we're back to an amended budget discussion. And Councilman Ross, was that number was 279?
278.099.
Okay. So with that reflection, we'll get back to any questions for Bob.
I just would ask one thing, Chris or Warren, can you comment that is an exact number, or should we put something in there, 278.099, or the actual amount as of some date? Or do we know that that's the exact amount?
That's the number that Chris gave me at our meeting on Friday. He got picked up this.
Did Chris already fly the fish?
Yeah, I can answer.
Okay, Warren.
My recommendation would be to leave it as is, because it's just a budgeted figure. At this point, obviously, if they spend less than that, then the money will carry over, and they can't spend more than that, because that's the total amount of cash in their account. So I don't see any downside. Just leaving it as is.
My question is, Warren, do we know, if Danny really down, I mean, I was in the meeting, I didn't get the... that number, didn't write it down. 278.099 was the exact number, is that correct?
Yes.
Any other discussion on that?
Okay, so we right now are standing on an amended budget here as it passed. Seeing there's no other discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the CBB first year budget is approved.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. We're excited to get you going.
Yeah, can I just have a comment on the CBB? It wasn't related to that, so it was not germane to that. But just in the meetings that they've had, I think they're moving forward very quickly. They have a budget. They're going out right now for an executive director, hopefully be on RAD 15 October, somewhere in that. They do have a search committee. And their concern, one of my concerns was how quick they could take over from DeKalb County doing the CBB function. And I think they're discussing that, and we'll see that a little bit later tonight. But that is still one of my concerns. But I can tell you from the hotelers, they're a little worried about a repeat of last year where they had a gap.
All right, thank you. All right, appointment of Sherry Boston as a board